Just last night, I was repotting some plants. Yes, I'm that crazy cat lady and the crazy plant lady over here. So while I was moving some of my new house plants that I got for Mother's Day into their for now pots, I was sharing with my daughter how to tackle the whole replanting process. I was like, loosen the soil so the roots have some breathing room. And one pot was actually too small for the roots of a plant we were looking to repot. We needed to create space for growth. And as I was sharing this with her, I was reminded that a book and what it takes to bring it to life requires just as much reflection as a repotted plant, and actually likely more. There is more than meets the eye of what it takes to bring a marketable book to life. And today I want to uncover a bit of what you need to know underneath the soil to be an effective and impactful author. Ready to chat about some self-publishing musts? Let's dig in. Hey, I'm Stephanie Fegger, and Empower is my middle name. Well, not really, friends, but it should be. I believe that empowered people empower people, and I'm obsessed with empowering you, the nonfiction author, with impactful marketing strategies and tactics to help you take your important message and share it with those who desperately need it, want it, and here's the kicker, will buy it. I'm the owner and chief strategist of the Empower PR Group and the author of 4 books myself, including my newest best-selling book titled Emergence: Living Lessons from the Soil. I have been called to merge my love for reading books, writing books, and marketing books to help nonfiction authors with laser-focused strategies and tactics to write books that sell, promote books to those who need and want them most, and build meaningful businesses from empowering messages. Think of this podcast as your one-stop shop for marketing insights from an author who has been there, done that, and understands exactly where you are, because guess what, author friend, I have, and I do. So get your pens ready, because I am ready to empower you. This is the Empowered Author Podcast. So I owe you all an apology. I unexpectedly took a hiatus from our weekly podcast chats since my 4th book was released. Welcome to the world of book launch. If you've been there, you know how immense it can be. Emergence: Living Lessons from the Soil released mid-April, and since then I have been nonstop on marketing efforts, client work, and speaking engagements and tours. In fact, I had the most amazing 10-day speaking adventure, which left me exhausted and energized. And y'all know how that goes. Writing a book is exhausting. Publishing it is exhausting. Marketing it too is no cupcake with icing and cherries. In the same breath, though, writing a book and publishing it and marketing it can be extremely exhilarating as well, which is where I have been these last few weeks. So I truly appreciate the grace and space to do that with precision and intention, and am excited to be back, ready for our self-publishing discussion next steps. All right, we have talked about the power of a seed of an idea and how to bring that to life with self-publishing. Now I want to take our self-publishing discussion underground, not literally, but figuratively. As I've previously shared, my 4th book highlights the trajectory of a plant life cycle from seed to pollination, and it layers personal inspirational messages and reflections throughout. So in celebration of the book's release, I'm actually mirroring this season's podcast topics around the 6 parts found within my newest book, which just so happens to be 6 parts of the trajectory of a plant's growth. Last episode, we talked about the seed, and today we are taking it to the roots. As we discuss self-publishing musts, I just do want to remind you to visit episode 3.6 of this podcast, where we discuss the pros and cons of various publishing options available. So if you don't know if self-publishing is where you want to be or where you need to be, take a listen to that episode. It will uncover more than you knew you needed to know and really solidify if self-publishing is the best option for you. If it is, then you're in the right place. Part 1 of my new book, Emergence, is called The Seed, and part 2 is called The Roots. For context, I wanted to read the content that aligns with this part of the book. So here goes. We don't want our past to define us, but it does ground us. We seek to eliminate some roots, but all serve a purpose. Before a seed reaches its potential, it first establishes roots, preparing for the future by acknowledging its purpose, which is refined through experiences that provide it the necessary tools it needs to grow. Every step you've made in life has meaning, shaping you while building an intricate foundation, a root system that is meant to help you weather storms ahead. Your family, your education, your experiences, both the monumental and the seemingly insignificant, are equally embedded in your root system. Everything in life happens on purpose, preparing you, rooting you. The roots aren't your defining moments, but they are a part of your structure and a part of you, never to be forgotten, even though they remain hidden. They are the reason you are standing today, and they will be the reason you are standing tomorrow too. For a plant to stand strong, work happened before the plant did. Underneath, there is a strong foundation set, and that's pivotal when it comes to your book as well. There are more things you need to contemplate outside of merely what you're going to write about, your book's content and such, to self-publish an amazing book that is going to make the author impact you want to make. So I'd like to walk you through three roots, quote unquote, to consider. How is your book an extension of you? How will you use your book to build or grow your business? And what skills do you have to help you get where you want to go? Let's keep digging. How is your book an extension of you? Okay, I get this question asked a lot, actually, because people go, oh, well, it's not. It's just my book. And I say, no, stop. You are the roots to your book. Because before there was a book, there was and still is a you. Many authors forget this and pivot everything that they know and own to this book, and they miss the underlying thread of what you are doing and what your book is capable of. And the answer is it's you. You are the glue. You are the thread. You are the roots. As you consider that you are not your book, but your book is a part of you, there are a couple core elements that I want to give ample thought to, and especially how they pertain to your book and the self-publishing journey. I want to start with the author brand, two words that make not a lick of sense for a lot of authors because it's confusing. And if it's confusing to you, no sweat, go back to season 2 of the Empowered Author podcast, which is focused on all things author brand. At a high level though, you are an author, and the feelings, the experiences, the action, the vibes, everything that people feel when they read your book and when they work with you is your author brand. And we want to ensure that that is intentional. Your book should be a part of that intentionality, actually directing people back to your author brand on purpose. So my question is, as you have written your book, does that do it? Does it do it? Does the book cover do it? Does the content within it drive people back? Do your calls to actions align with what you want your readers to do next? Your book can do that as it reflects your thoughts, your ideas, experiences, and emotions. Your author voice is all up in it, right? So knowing this, your book can and will be a part of your legacy if you let it. And I want that to be a positive legacy. With this in mind, here's some questions to consider. Do you know the legacy that you want to leave, and how can your book do that? Do you know the thoughts that you want to share, and how are you doing that consistently? Do you have a consistent author voice? Do you have a consistent message? If not, how can you find it? How can you uncover it? How can you dig it up? Here's some tips to consider. The more that you write, the stronger your author voice and your thoughts surrounding it will become. Your back matter, two of your book, and all parts of your book should integrate this stuff. So once that voice is strong, once you know the legacy you want to leave, once you know the thoughts that you want to get across, ensure that all parts of your book, but especially the back matter where the calls to actions, the about the author, about the business, next steps come in, connect those dots for you. Your book cover, while it doesn't have to look like your author brand, you do want to ensure that the you that you portray in it is in alignment with the you that you want people to meet and engage with and hire and work with when they do. So keep that in mind. Your cover does not have to align with your author brand, but you do want to see all your books on the shelf and have some sort of semblance and connection and overlap. Now, because your book is an extension of you, quality matters. And let's be real, quality always matters. In the self-publishing world, though, this is brought up regularly because it is a myth and it is a stigma and it is a concern for many self-published authors. We want high quality books. But listen, it doesn't have to be a concern if you know quality is important and you start in the beginning ensuring that quality matters to you and to the message that you bring across. To do that, you need to make sure your manuscript is of high quality, right? Make sure that the content that you put in your manuscript is solid. That does mean that you might need a developmental editor or definitely a copy line editor as well as a proofreader. Very important. The layout and the formatting should be of quality too. Please, please, please don't upload a book from a Word document. Make sure you're using tools to ensure that the layout and formatting look like a beautiful published book that is at the same level in beautiful comparison of your traditionally published author competitors. Your cover matters. And I want to make sure that it is of quality too. So you can enjoy the benefits of self-publishing without the stigma when you keep quality front and center. How will you use your book to build or grow your authorpreneur business? Well, if done effectively, your book can be a stabilizing force actually for your brand, your message, and your business. Ownership is an important part of self-publishing, and it's one of the many benefits. You get to own your intellectual property, and you also get to own the whole darn process. If you know what you're doing, that's great, awesome, fantastic. If not, oh my gosh, where do you even begin? Let's consider a few elements of how you can and should consider using your self-publishing book journey to build and or grow your business. Your book can draw clients to you. It can be used as a tool for you to do work with others. It can help you grow your email list. It can attract the right people and repel the wrong ones. It can serve as a new revenue stream and the basis for a new business model. It can become an online course, serve as a content cash cow for you. It has endless opportunities. So I want you to consider what your end goal is. And let's talk through some nuances to ensure that the physical book aligns accordingly. First up, let's talk imprint. Do you care if people know that you self-published your book? For many people that I work with, it does. It matters. So, if self-publishing could impact your credibility, but you want to embrace it, and even if you don't care about that, I encourage all authors that are self-published to have a publishing imprint. Here's what I mean by that. Instead of your book saying it's self-published by Stephanie Fegger, it is published by Stargazer Publications, which just so happens to be my self-publishing imprint. When you have an imprint, it actually creates a professional appearance and it allows you to make your book appear more polished and trustworthy. It is already polished and trustworthy, but it levels it up in the publishing industry and amongst your peers, amongst others in the space. It also allows you to identify a publishing brand and build recognition. Someone actually asked me recently, who we were doing some self-publishing work for, if they could just publish using the Stargazer Publications brand, or publishing imprint, they actually thought that was a publisher. They didn't think it was a self-publishing imprint, to which I said, no, for me, that is a publishing imprint just for my books. But I want you to know how happy that made me because it was proof that my publishing imprint had a brand recognition and yours can too. And it still allows you to control everything. It just doesn't appear self-published with that stigma. And keep in mind, if you want to write more books, you can actually use this imprint in the future to create cohesion. So all of my self-published books are published under Stargazer Publications. There are also legal and business benefits from having a publishing imprint. I am not your legal advisor, but do some research. You can identify those. And personally, I usually put my publishing imprint as a DBA under my business's LLC. People ask me that regularly and thought I would share it with you. It's also important to note that creating a publishing imprint is actually optional. It's not a requirement in the field at all. However, it does, in my opinion, kind of up the game and up your professionalism. The second thing I want you to consider is where you can go to get your ISBN, or I've heard other authors call it an ISBN. I call it an ISBN over here. Hands down, no questions asked. Make sure you buy your ISBNs outside of any publishing platform and any person. So if you are self-publishing, do not have a supported self-publishing solution, buy it for you. I had an author once be frustrated because we didn't buy their ISBN, to which I shared with them, you don't want that. Because whoever owns the ISBN owns the book that is connected to it. So you might notice if you upload your book to KDP or Ingram or any of the other platforms, if they offer you a free ISBN, there is nothing free in life. It comes with strings. And if you ever wanted to publish outside of one of those platforms and you got their free ISBN, you will have to do another edition of the book because you will not be able to use that one. That one is connected to them and they have the ISBN. Don't do that. So use Bowker. That's who I use, Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, to get some ISBNs and make sure all of your editions have them. Now, I do not use an ISBN for an ebook. However, that's right now. I might change my mind in the future and it's not required, but you might choose to have an ISBN for all of them outside of the ebook. I encourage an ISBN for every book edition. Okay, the last question to consider when we're talking about the roots of your book and self-publishing journey is this: what skills do you have and how can they help you get you where you want to go? Your book should not root bound your efforts, y'all. It should loosen up the soil and give you space to grow. Self-publishing should be freeing, but if you don't have the skills to make it happen, it can be challenging and limiting and make you feel completely root bound. So I want to break apart some skills that you may have and how you could use them in this journey, and then we'll go a little bit farther. So let's say you have some editing skills. I mean, you wrote a book, right? So surely you can edit. Well, I don't encourage you to use editing on your own work, but if you're an editor by trade and you have this skills, you could use your editing skills for your proofreading efforts or even to help you write promotional copy. You could also use them if your endorsers write testimonials that need some editing too. If you are a designer by trade or you have strong design skills, you could create your own book covers or diagrams that are found inside. I don't encourage book cover designs personally, but that's okay. You might do that. But what you also could do is use your design eye and elements to do mock-ups for you, to take your book cover and create 3D renderings so that you can use it in promotional efforts as well. Take your book cover and do some promotional extensions by creating social graphics, marketing materials, and more. Let's say you have a skill set of being very detailed. Well, you could use that in the opportunity to learn layout software such as Vellum, which is what I love inside and out. Or if you're strategic, you could use that skill set to help you think big and start to craft out your marketing plans. Beyond those skills, you know, keep in mind, I want you to leave the rest of everything to the experts. You can learn, though, if you want to learn and embrace some new skills. There's plenty of resources out there. However, I like to say if you really want to focus on where you want to go and how a book can help you grow, don't get in the weeds of the specifics unless you have professional skills to align. If you do, you might get root bound and you'll focus on the wrong things that you don't have skills or knowledge for, and you will lose time and traction. Do not let that happen. I want this book to free you, not hold you back. If roots aren't cared for or embraced, plants can't thrive. In fact, I have a prayer plant on my countertop right now with some really sad roots. And because of it, there are some really sad leaves. It's not funny. It's so sad. And it's something I'm working on right now in my own home to nurse it back to life. But when thinking about self-publishing, I don't want you to have sad, brittle, confused, or root-bound roots by space. Use your book to strengthen your roots. Use your roots to stabilize your efforts and collectively be prepared for your book to help you soar. If our team can support you in your self-publishing journey, holler. We would love to. And we actually have a self-publishing support solution that we offer. And if you haven't snatched a copy of my newest best-selling book, Emergence, let me just tell you, I think you should. It's probably my favorite book I've ever written. Grab a copy and write a review. It would honestly, truly mean the world to me. Author friend, thanks for listening today and for giving me grace in our delay between episodes. I also truly, truly honor and am proud of you for saying yes to becoming empowered. As you know, I'm a believer that empowered people empower people. I have empowered you. Now it is your turn to empower others.